The Supreme Court has deferred ruling on an objection to an accusation of acting in bad faith leveled against the petitioners by NDC lead counsel Chatu Chikata. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, argued that the NDC has not provided particulars of the accusation and it will be wrong for its counsel to continuously use the phrase bad faith to characterize the petitioner. Mr. Chikata, for his part, had argued that the accusation of bad faith was pleaded in the answers provided by NDC General Secretary Johnson Asiedu Nketiah and specific instances provided. Presiding Judge Justice Atuguba stated that the court had made an earlier pronouncement on a similar issue and it was necessary for the judges to take time to locate that earlier ruling for purposes of consistency. Meanwhile, Mr. Chikata continued his cross-examination of Dr. Mahmudu Bawumia, focusing on allegations of use of duplicate serial numbers for different polling stations. Bubukle Nogo and George Asikiri's report.
Continuing his cross-examination on the allegation of use of duplicate serial numbers at different polling stations, Mr. Chikata sought to suggest that the petitioners presented photocopies of the same polling station pink sheets to back their claims in some instances. Dr. Bawumia, however, blamed the situation on what he termed mislabelings. Mr. Chikata again suggested that the petitioners were selective in their choice of polling stations which used duplicate serial numbers, focusing on NDC strongholds, even though similar instances occurred in the strongholds of the NPP. Dr. Bawumia responded that they brought what they found to court, and if the NDC has also found similar malpractices, it is up to them to bring them to the notice of the Electoral Commission. Mr. Chikata also produced a letter written by the third petitioner and national chairman of the NPP, Jake Obechemi Lamte, addressed to the EC. Mr. Addison objected to the tendering of the letter, but by 8-1 majority, his objection was overruled. Mr. Chikata then went on to accuse Dr. Bawumia and the other petitioners of acting in bad faith, again compelling Mr. Addison to rise on his feet to raise objection, arguing that the particulars of acting in bad faith were not provided in accordance with the High Court civil procedure rules. Mr. Chikata responded by providing specific instances stated in the affidavit and answer of NDC General Secretary Johnson Asiedu Nketiah.
Counsel keeps saying that there is bad faith on the part of the petitioners. We are not aware of any particulars of bad faith given by the respondents. He keeps saying bad faith, bad faith. There are no particulars. I don't know where this bad faith is coming from. Clearly, if they seek to rely on that, they should have given us particulars so we can react.
My Lord, I mean, if you want further and better particulars, you ask for it. So I don't know, is this an objection to my question? If you want further and better particulars, you ask the party in respect of whom you want that to make that claim to provide it. We've never been provided with a request for further and better particulars of bad faith.
Ruling was, however, deferred to Thursday, the 16th of this month. Madam Gloria Akufo, who speaks for the petitioners, explains their concern about the use of the phrase bad faith.
This case, they allege that we brought this action in bad faith. The rules require that when you allege matters such as bad faith, you must bring the particulars in your pleadings. So we objected to that line of examination, and they were seeking to tease out, as it were, the grounds for their claim of bad faith on our part from the affidavit that was signed on the joint behalf of Mr. Mahama and also the NDC party. The rules say that your particulars must be included in your pleadings. The affidavit sworn to by Mr. Asiedu Nketiah is not pleading. It is indeed evidence. If you remember, the court said this petition will be fought on affidavit evidence. So what they are trying to do is to look through things in their affidavit to support that position. That decision has been deferred because the court says that they have treated similarly such a subject matter. They want to be consistent with their decision, so they are going to go through the previous rulings to determine what they make of that objection that we took.
The petitioners have also raised concerns about the length of time it is taking Mr. Chatu Chikata to finish his cross-examination. But spokesperson for the NDC legal team, Nana Todazi, says Mr. Chikata is at the dying embers of his cross-examination of Dr. Bawumia.
Mr. Chikata, from all indications, is coming pretty close to cross-examination. But there are other outstanding matters. For instance, you recollect that this morning, it was agreed that the petitioners were to submit a counterpart list in respect of work that had been given to them Thursday, but they indicated they didn't have enough time time to complete it. They claim that all the information is available. They didn't go serially in relation to how we have listed. It makes it a little difficult moving from one question responding to another. So the court directed them, they agreed to submit a counterpart list that will be equivalent to what we've earlier submitted, and out of it to be easy for us all to do. So I guess once he's through with that one, well, he is his solicitor. It will be time how to back off from that line.
Meanwhile, international accounting firm KPMG is set to commence the task of auditing the pink sheets supplied by the petitioners today. The firm is, however, yet to state how much it will cost to undertake the task.